Hey man, I know it's been a good while, man, but welcome to another episode of the Speak On It podcast with your boy T Lip, man. What's going on with y'all, man? I know y'all ain't seen me or heard from me in a while, but we back at it, baby. We back at it, baby. I dropped my last episode, if I'm not mistaken, it was over like 2 years ago, a year and a half ago. So the moment is now. I just felt it in my spirit, you know. It kind of came back to me. At the moment back then, I probably wasn't as feeling it as much as I was, but I kind of like let things come to me when they come to me. And this moment came to me. You know, so the moment is now. So, man, the Speak On It podcast is back with your boy T Lip, man. Stop playing with me. Stop playing with me. Hey, I hope y'all doing well, man. I hope y'all been taking care of yourself, man. Drinking some tea, man. Taking some ginger shots. Taking y'all turmeric shots, man. Drinking y'all water, man. Eating y'all fruit. Adding some vegetables to y'all food, man. I just hope y'all taking care of yourselves, man. I know it's been a lot going on these last few years, a lot going on this year. But one thing you got to do is take care of yourself, man. So that's one thing I definitely hope y'all are continuing to do. So right now, man, it's February 26, 2023. And we about to talk about some basketball in this episode today, man. We had some great games going on today. But first and foremost, we're going to start off with the Lake Show, man. Lakers and the Mavericks game, 3:30 today on a Sunday afternoon. Great game, man. Electric game today. Both teams came out to play. One started way faster than the other. Mavericks came out throughout one blow, two blows, three blows, four blows, and found their way up being up 27 points in the game in the first half. Up by 27 points in the first half. They at home. So the crowd is into it. You got Luka Doncic balling, hitting every shot he hit. And he came out the first quarter. Four three-pointers. You got Kyrie Irving. You got two of the best shot makers in the NBA right now on one team. And they're up by 27. You got good role players within the Mavericks team. You got Tim Hardaway. He played a great game today. He made some key shots. You got Christian Wood. He played a solid game today. 14 points, 9 rebounds. That's a good game for him. You know, you got Josh Green. He made some shots today as well. Three three-pointers. Like, you had some guys that really made some things happen today. Their supporting cast was there. But how about them Lakers, man? How about LeBron James? How about Anthony Davis? How about Vanderbilt? How about Malik Beasley? How about Schroeder? He even played pretty well today. D'Lo, D'Angelo Russell, he out today. He a little minor sprained ankle the last game against the Warriors. So he was out today. But players stepped up. Players stepped up in big moments. Schroeder, 16 points, 8 assists. That's big. 8 assists. 1 turnover. So he's taking care of the ball. All the Lakers need to continue to do is make sure they're getting a shot up, getting a quality shot up to where they can potentially get an offensive rebound with Vanderbilt and with LeBron James and with Anthony Davis. All they need to continue is add possessions and not have possessions taken away from them from turning the ball over like they was doing this entire season. But they made some trades. And the trades that they have has been great. Great additions. Great additions at the trade deadline. Shout out to Jeannie Buss and Pelinka for that. I think they should have made that trade months ago, before, honestly. Because they've been talking about that trade for months. Even this past summer, they were talking about that trade. I think they should have been traded traded for Malik Beasley, Russell, and Vanderbilt. But it all happened for a reason. So, and I was one of the ones questioning Jeannie Buss and Rob Pelinka. But they came through. They added the pieces that they needed to add. I even liked Thomas Bryant. I thought Thomas Bryant was a great, you know, addition to the team. On the offensive glass, he can shoot. He can pick and pop, pick and roll. He can shoot the three ball. In the paint, he's electric down there. He hustled. He played with passion and intensity that we needed. We end up trading him and getting some picks to the to the Denver Nuggets. But what did we bring back? Mo Bamba played great. Mo Bamba is another guy that can space the floor and that can catch oops and that can pick and pop and pick and roll. 7-foot guy that can play defense. Since he got to the Lakers, he's had games where he had multiple blocks and he's getting rebounds, giving us extra possessions. And he's lengthy, so you have to account for him being by that rack, being by the in the paint. That was a great pickup. Traded Patrick Beverly for that. I like Patrick Beverly. Shout out to Patrick Beverly, but we needed more than Patrick Beverly. Patrick Beverly is not a big threat on offense, and we need offensive threats. I like what he did for the Lakers, though, this year. Shout out to him, and I hope he continue to do his thing with the Chicago Bulls right now. But I like Mo Bamba better. I like that we traded Russ. I'm so glad we traded Russ, bro. I think Russ is, you know, I think he's an important player in the NBA. He's had a solid career, Hall of Fame career. He's top 75. He was on that list. He was at that, in that dance. So he's a respectable NBA player. But it never fitted with the Lakers. It never fit because he was not what they needed. When they traded for him, I didn't understand why they traded for him. He was not what they needed. They needed shooting. They needed spacing. Then you bring back him and Patrick Beverly where they can literally be wide open all the time. And they clogging up the paint for Anthony Davis, clogging up the paint for LeBron James. Pick and roll don't mean nothing because they don't even have to step up on them. They want them to shoot the three so they don't have to fight around these screens. They're literally letting them shoot. But now you have to fight around screens with D'Angelo Russell. You have to fight around screens with Malik Beasley. You have to fight around screens with Schroeder and Austin Reeves. And now they can even play the role that they are set to play. Those guys play starting minutes. They close games. But now we got quality guys that can start and they're young. LeBron James is the only 30-year-old on the Lakers right now. Last year, it was about six 30-year-olds on the Lakers last year. You had Carmelo, Dwight, Trevor Ariza, Avery Bradley, Augustine. Like, we had so many guys that was, like, one-dimensional players. And if they wasn't doing that really well, then they wasn't effective. Wayne Ellington. Like, all of those guys I just named was on the Lakers roster last year. And they not in the NBA right now. None of them. So that just tells you about the roster that the Lakers have created around LeBron James and Anthony Davis. But now Anthony Davis is able to flourish to another level right now. Because he has spacing. He has spacing. You can't double team him now. You can't just clog and stay off of other guys right now. You can't just, all right, okay, pass the ball to Russ. We're going to let him shoot all the threes he wants to. Now it's Malik Beasley. Now it's D'Angelo Russell. Now LeBron James even getting open three-point shots. Now he don't have to just come down and jack up threes because he's feeling good. Now he can take even, you know, more high-quality three-point shots now. Now the pick and roll with D'Angelo Russell and Anthony Davis is even to another level. Like, what you going to do? They're running pick and roll. What you going to go under? Okay, I'm going to shoot the three. What you going to have to fight. You're going to have to fight over the pick every single time. And the defender that's checking the guy that's setting the pick, he's going to have to hard hedge. He's going to have to step up because D'Lo is a three-level scorer. He can shoot the three. He can play mid-range game. He can finish at the basket. And he's a great passer as well. And he makes great basketball plays. He makes solid basketball plays. He's a threat every time the ball is in his hand. So now it's going to be more easy baskets for Anthony Davis or whoever's setting the pick. Because now you got a guy setting the screen, and now you have to step up on him. Or if you don't, he's going to shoot the ball. Or if you don't, if he don't shoot the ball, he's going to attack you and make you step up. Then it's a quick oop. Now you have to use help defenders to close down on Anthony Davis because he's in the face. The point guard is in the face of the guy that's defending Anthony Davis. Now we got a corner three over here. And now we got Malik Beasley, Austin Reeves, Schroeder, LeBron, Troy Brown, Lonnie Walker. Like now guys are really able to fulfill their roles to the top tier. Now we have a lineup. We have a starting five where, bro, this is the starting five no matter what. We're not about to have 40 different lineups every game, every season. We're not about to have the most starting lineups every season. For the last few years with the Lakers, that's what it's been. They didn't have the most changing starting lineups every year. Right now, I think they had 35. This was their 35th different starting lineup. But now, you got a solid starting lineup. As long as they're healthy, it's going to be D'Lo, Malik Beasley, LeBron James, Vanderbilt, and Anthony Davis. That need to be the starting five. And let's even talk about Anthony Davis embracing playing the five now. Remember, the past few years, he never really wanted to play the five. He wanted to play the four. You feel me? That's what he wanted to do. But now he's stepping up and taking his game to another level and playing a five. When I think he could have been doing that, but now you see that he's a better player when he's doing more. Like, nobody starts the game with two bigs like that no more. Like, nobody's starting the game with a real power forward, like the old school power forward, like Zach Randolph and Mark Gasol or David West and Roy Hibbert. Nobody's starting guys like that. Now, it's usually like a stretch four. You feel me? That's what it is now. It's like a stretch four, and then you got a five that he can be a stretch five. Like, some of the fives are just bangers and shooters. You feel me? Or slashers. Like, the Lakers team you have right now, it has opened up tremendously. You have guys that can go off for 6 or 7 three-pointers a night. Any given night, Malik Beasley can hit 6 threes. He's going to take 9, and I like it because he can shoot. He brings the pressure, and he can come off the pick and put the ball on the ground too and go with the floater shot or mid-range it or attack the basket or throw the oop. He's a nice he's that type of guy as well. So now you got to worry about him too. You got D'Lo. D'Lo, I done seen D'Lo go for 60 points, 50 points, 40 points. Have games where he got 5-plus threes. Have games where, you know, he pointing at his vein because it's ice in his veins. I didn't see it. He's the perfect piece for LeBron James and Anthony Davis. And I think they're going to show you that more and more as the season goes along. So I hope after this, the next game, I think the next game they play Memphis. I hope that D'Angelo Russell is back because he missed a game. It's probably been – they played on Thursday, so it'll be Thursday to Tuesday. That'll be a nice little five-day thing where, okay, is you ready to play? Five days off. So, you know, to do treatment, to get it back healthy, you know, get it as healthy as it's going to be to play. He's not one of them over-athletic guys where he need all of his athleticism to – do the things he do and score the way he scored. When he shoot the ball, he barely even move off the ground. So he's a guy that plays at a great pace. He plays at his own pace. I don't really see people moving him out of the way he wants to play. He's a perfect piece for LeBron James, Anthony Davis. And we want to continue to see these guys playing together. Because the longer they play together, the more they're gonna understand each other. The more the rotations are gonna get better. Like the Lakers are like 11 deep. Like, think about it. Lonnie Walker ain't even getting minutes right now. Lonnie Walker started the majority of this season for the Lakers. But he's not even getting minutes right now because they're so deep. They're literally like 2 to 3 deep at every position. And now the LeBron James and Anthony Davis don't have to play 35 minutes a night. They won a game the other day against the Warriors, and they only played 25 minutes. And they only had 25 points combined together. And they still won by plus 15. So that can just tell you right there the depth of this team. You got Hamuchimura that's going to be fighting for minutes. He's a nice, solid wing off the bench. Or he can be a starter. He started the game this year. You got Reeves. Reeves is a nice closer. I like Reeves. Austin Reeves being a closer. He don't get talked about enough. He plays the game the right way. He became a better shooter this year. He can pass the ball. He can play make. Like, his defense, he's in the right position. Like, the things he do, like, it shows, some of it shows up on the scoreboard, but some of the things he do, it don't show up, but it's very beneficial for the team. Very beneficial for the team. Schroeder have started games. Schroeder have closed games. So that's another quality guy off the bench that could start if you got a point guard that's out, like D'Lo out. Schroeder started today. So you have potentially 4 guys on your bench that have started a lot of games for the Lakers this year. That's Austin Reeves, DJ Schroeder, Troy Brown, which is another solid 3-and-D guy. Great pickup for the Lakers. He knocks down shots. He plays defense. He don't foul. You feel me? He plays winning basketball. And Hamuchimura. And Lonnie Walker. All of those guys. I just named 5 guys that have started more than 10 games for the Lakers this year. And finished games with the Lakers this year as well. So the depth of the team is great. They just have to remain healthy. They just have to stay healthy. LeBron James went down today. He had a little ankle injury. But he stayed in the game and scored more points after that. Literally dominated the game after getting hurt. Literally limping out of the stadium after the game. Anthony Davis played well today. 30 points, 15 rebounds, 4 assists, multiple blocks, a steal. Like, he's everywhere. Like, we get, and then the shot at the end of the game, it was 105 to 106. They called a play for Anthony Davis. He gets the ball on the block. Luka Doncic backs him up, fadeaway, baseline, fadeaway, 2-point shot. Knock it down, make it 108 to 105. He missed a free throw after that. He's been missing some free throws, too. Anthony Davis don't really miss a lot of free throws, but he's been missing some free throws as of lately. But it's going to be smooth. Because he's still getting his legs back in it. You know, he's still getting in rhythm. So it's like, Anthony Davis is excited right now because he has spacing. You feel me? He don't have to shoot the ball 20 times a game. They won a game against the Warriors a few nights ago where he only shot the ball 5 times. He had 5 shot attempts the entire game. And they won by 15 points. So guys are able to settle down in their roles right now. And with time, and with them all being on the court at the same time, they're gaining chemistry. They're starting to understand and understand each other even more. You feel me? I can't say enough about Vanderbilt. He was all over the field, all over the court today. He had 17 rebounds. I don't think we've had a guy on the Lakers team in the last 2 years that has 17 rebounds beyond instead like besides Anthony Davis or maybe LeBron James. But I don't know if he has 17 rebounds in the game, but I know for sure we have not had a guy on the Lakers team that can give you 17 rebounds in a game and 8 of those being offensive rebounds in a game in the last 2 years. Like, with 4 steals, 15 points. Like, that, he is a Swiss Army knife that you need. I know LeBron enjoys Vanderbilt being on that team, but I'm telling you right now, Anthony Davis loved Vanderbilt being on that team because he got another guy that has an abundance amount of attention to detail on the defensive end and that's moving how he moves on the defensive end. That's hustling how he hustles on the defensive end. Like, you a great team when you have LeBron James being your third best defender on the team. And Schroeder played good defense today too. Schroeder contested, you know, he guarded Kyrie a lot today. And a lot this season, he's been, you know, making great basketball plays. He's been taking on these challenges of guarding these guards and making plays and still being able to give you 16 points and 8 assists. So it's like, just knowing you got these guys that could, you got a Vanderbilt that can go out there and kind of lock down Luka. You feel me? Like, yeah, Luka Ball, he had 26 points, but he was 10 for 22. I know Luka to shoot way more than 22 shots. But Vanderbilt was all over him the entire game. Got a nice, got like 2 or 3 steals on him, quality steals on him. Challenging him everywhere. The whole court, he's guarding him 94 feet. Tiring him down. Just making him turn this way, turn that way, turn this way, turn that way. Just making it difficult to him. Just know, like, bro, I got to worry about this guy all day. Like, AD is excited about that. That helps AD out so much, knowing that you got a guy that's defensive-minded just like you are on your team. And Vanderbilt also, he's 6'9". 6'8", 6'9", slasher. Like, I ain't saying he's this type of guy, but he can be like they Ron Artest. He can be like they Ron Artest. You feel me? Like, that junkyard dog, that guy that just know how to play the game right on both sides of the ball. Like, Brian came out and said before the All-Star game or at the All-Star game that these was going to be the, you know, the most important 22, 23 games of the regular season that he's had in his career. In the regular season. And he right. But look at the fire it ignited from this team. Look how well they're playing. Look how competitive they're playing. They were just down by 27 on the road in the 3:30 game. And they just kept fighting, kept going, kept chopping wood and carrying water. And then ended up winning by 3 points, 111 to 108. Even though some late calls didn't go their way, even though some rebounds didn't go their way, they still fought through the fire. And they just got a big win. Like, this one of the wins that they had where that win can be like 2 wins because it's going to help the morale of your team, the chemistry of your team. Like, that's a win that you want. That is a win that you want. That can damn near help you win 8 of the next 10 games. That's one of them wins that let you know, bro, we can really do this. We can really play ball. Even when we down a little bit, bro, we can play ball with anybody. We down by 27 with two of the most electric players in scores, whatever, in the NBA. Again, going against Kyrie and Luka. Luka is by far a top four player in the NBA. Kyrie has been one of the best guards this entire year, if not the best guard this entire year, this entire season. Both very electric, all three level scorers. Two of the best in the game. You want to talk about scores? Both of them is top five scorers in the NBA right now, and they both on one team up by 27, and the Lakers come back and win. That's a great win. That's a great win. Great win, fellas. Clap it up for y'all, man. I'm going to clap it, man, because that was electric, man. I feel like I was on the damn court side watching the game. I'm standing up right in front of the TV, hype. Like, bro, I love greatness, bro. You feel me? Like, I love greatness. I love seeing great shit. I love it. I love competing at a high level. I love to see. I love it, bro. I love it. And that was one of the best games this year. That was one of the best games this year. It was competitive. From the beginning to the end, even though they was down, they wasn't just getting popped. The Mavericks was just making a lot of shots. They was making three-point shots, and the Lakers was just missing shots. They was getting good shots. They was just missing shots. So it wasn't like they was just, you know, the Mavericks just wasn't missing, and the Lakers was missing. That's what it was. But the Lakers won a game on the road down by 27, going 6-for-34 from the three-point line. Where the Mavs were shot over 40% from the three-point line. Shot 40%. 41%. 20-for-49. Like, man. It's going to be tough getting these playoffs. But a healthy LeBron James, a healthy Anthony Davis, a healthy Lakers team. I see them getting to the playoffs. And then we dancing. And then you dancing. And then you dancing. That's all it takes. Just get to the playoffs. The West ain't set. The West ain't set at all. You don't know what's going to happen in the West. You don't know what's going to happen. For real. You got Lakers literally two and a half games out of the sixth seed. The Mavericks is the sixth seed. The Clippers is the fifth seed. They 30. The Suns are the fourth seed. They 33-29. The Lakers are 29-32. So it's not that big of a difference from the 12th seed to the fourth seed. From the fourth seed to the 13th seed, it's literally a 3.5 gap from top to bottom. So it's going to get interesting. It's going to get interesting. I'm taking a healthy Lakers team. I'm taking them. I'm taking them to get into the playoffs. I think they can get to the sixth seed. Because who said the Mavericks is going to remain at the sixth seed? Who said the Clippers going to remain at the fifth seed? We don't know what the Clippers going to do. Now, I know the Suns got Kevin Durant. And, ooh-wee, Kevin Durant, D-Book, Chris Paul, and DeAndre Ayton. That's going to be tough. But, I mean, they're going to go through some things, too. They're going to go through some ups and downs and things like that. They're going to see how they got to play together. They're going to go through some lineup changes and lineup rotations of what fits the best and what's going to be the best, you know, closing lineup. Who's going to start? They're going to go through that. And that team hasn't been playing that well this year either. They just lost to a Bucks team that didn't have Giannis. I mean, they didn't have KD on the court either, but they didn't have their whole team this year without KD. and they ain't beat Giannis. They ain't beat the Bucks without Giannis. And with the minutes restriction, Chris Middleton. So the West is up for grabs. Play-in tournament has made the back end of the teams a lot more competitive. And that might be one of the best things that happened for the NBA, the play-in tournament. Because right now, if you was a 13 seed, you wouldn't even be trying to win. You wouldn't even be trying to play. If you was a 12 seed, if you was an 11 seed, if you was the 10th seed, you wouldn't even be trying to play. You would be thinking about resting players and trying to tank and get a pick. But now you literally have maybe 12 to 13 teams on each side of the conference, on the East and the West, fighting for them top 8 spots. And the play-in games, damn near like a mini-series to win. You feel me? The 7th and 8th seed play each other. And then whoever win that, they go on to be the 7th seed. And then the 8th seed will play the winner of the 10th and the 9th seed. So it's like a mini little game or two playoff. It's going to be playoff intensity because the team that win going to go to the playoffs. So you're fighting for a playoff spot. So that little weekend of play-in games is going to be tough. It's going to be big. It's actually been electric for the last couple years, honestly. So if that was an Adam Silver move or whoever thought up to come up with that, that was dope. Now, I don't know about this tournament, in-season tournament they're talking about. I don't know if they need that. But who knows? Maybe it might be, you know, beneficial for the league. Maybe it might, you know, up the ratings. Who knows? Shit, because the All-Star game ain't cutting it no more. But I'll talk about that another day. But yeah, man, I'm excited to see what the Lakers got going on. The Lakers getting to the playoffs. I got the Lakers going to the finals. I'm calling out right now. Right now. Once the Lakers get to the playoffs, they get to that 6th seed and they play the Kings or Memphis, or they get to the 5th seed. Who knows? I would really like to see the Lakers and the Clippers play each other in the first round. I would love to see that they go to the 4th and the 5th seed. I would love to see that. I would love to see that. Love it. I would love to see the Kings drop to like the 6th seed or something like that. And the Suns go to the 4th to the 3rd seed. And then the Lakers and Clippers be 4th and 5th seed in the first round. I would love to see that playoff series right there. That'd be electric for basketball. But like I said, I got the Lakers going to the finals against Boston. It's going to be a classic one this year. I got the Lakers in Boston going to the championship. And if the Lakers in Boston make it to the finals this year, I'm taking L.A. Because the route that they would be protected, the route that they would have traveled, the Lakers, if they make it to the finals, man, they would have been and went through some things and played some great games and looked really well together and won some big games and overcame so many obstacles because they're not gonna be, you know, picked to win some series if they make it to the playoffs. When they make it to the playoffs. So once they get to the finals, they're gonna be ready to go. Brian in year 20. Just won the scoring title. Not the scoring title. Just broke the record for most points scored all time. Past Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. On his way to 40,000 points. The first player to ever have 40,000 points. Which probably won't ever be done again. And if it do, it's probably going to happen in 60 years, 70 years. And he win a finals, the championship that year and the finals MVP, man, that'd be electric. You want to talk about basketball stories? You want to talk about stories? That'd be one of the best stories. That'd be one of the best stories, bro. That'd be one of the best stories. The Lakers and the Celtics, a historical matchup. Two of the most prized franchises. Most winningest franchises. They both I think at 1-2 in franchise championships. They didn't have some historic moments, some historic man, like the Boston and the Lakers got history. So why not go do it again? Because the Celtics gonna be ready too. They didn't make it to the finals. They're gonna be ready to play in that finals. So it ain't gonna be easy. They're gonna be one of them teams. They're gonna be that team like, you ain't, this ain't no easy one. It might go to game seven. Just imagine that, game seven in Boston in the finals. And Brian win that game. Come on, man. The Lakers win that game. Anthony Davis, 35-15. Come on, man. I'm calling it right now. Once the Lakers solidify their spot in the playoffs, Lakers-Celtics finals this year. And the Lakers going to win. 4-2. I don't think it's going to go 7. 4-2. Game is going to be over in game 6 at the Clip. So that's all I got for y'all today, man. We're going to wrap it up, man. Speak on the podcast. We back, though. We back. I'm back multiple times a week. So y'all going to be hearing from me, baby. If y'all ain't rocking with what I said, let me know. I'm here. Let me know. I think I know a little bit of something about sports, man. I think I know a little bit of something about basketball, football, track. I don't really watch hockey like that, but I know they be out there doing their skating thing. I don't really watch baseball like that, but I know sports. So let's get it. Let's get it. Appreciate y'all for tuning in, man. Like I said before, man, y'all drink y'all water, man. Drink y'all tea. Take care of yourselves, man. Take care of your families, you feel what I'm saying? Lip out, baby.